And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, covering down across all of North Alabama. Man, I'm just telling you, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, Boomer, are you hungry?
I'm actually really hungry right
I'm about to make you hungrier. All right. So, Just Love Coffee Cafe. All right. So, Just Love Coffee Cafe, do they have great coffees? Oh, yes, they do. They have the kind that Charlene calls the treat coffees, like the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes, that kind of thing. They got amazing award-winning dry roast. They can grind the beans for you, make you a steaming cup of hot black, light or dark or medium roast coffees. But then they got food. All right. So, all right. Boomer, you're hungry. I'm going to give you a choice here.
All right.
All right. All right. All right. Ready? If you're driving home right now and you were thinking, I'm going to stop at Just Love Coffee Cafe, would you be looking for breakfast, lunch, or dinner yourself? Just like a, you can eat any of the meals right now, any time of day.
I'm actually, it's close to dinner time, so I'm going to go dinner.
You want to go dinner. So,
yeah.
All right. So let me move down the menu. Lunch and dinner. Pray tell, would you be in the mind for a wrap, a sandwich, a salad?
I'm going to go wrap.
Wrap. How about the Jive Turkey Wrap? Flour, tortilla, turkey, bacon, provolone cheese, spinach, creamy pepper jelly spread, served with chips and a pickle spear.
Done. That sounds great.
You're getting hungry by the second, aren't you? Just Love Coffee Cafe. Man, they got an incredible menu to go along with their award-winning coffees. And they got two locations in our listening area. Huntsville, they've got one on South Memorial Parkway. Madison, they've got one on Hughes Road going out towards City Hall. So, yeah. Check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Amazing place, great atmosphere, good coffees, and oh yeah, the food. The food's pretty excellent too. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville. Check them out. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I love going to both locations actually. Okay. Next section of the Triple Dipper as we wind down the day. Some of y'all are in go home mode, I know. Those of you in our Birmingham audience, you may want to pay special attention. And those of you in Huntsville, you may want to pay thankful attention. My next section, I'm calling it the murder tight wire. The murder tight wire. I mean, sometimes, like, Phil, where do you come up with these names? The murder tight wire? It's because Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin of Birmingham is literally trying to walk a tight wire right now. He's trying to be on both sides of the fence. He wants law and order, but he wants to literally make it easier for criminals by dismissing the idea that's you know, like drug offenses should be held accountable. He's going to go ahead and upfund the police, but he also wants to make their job harder and demand more accountability on police that, you know, goes beyond the pale sometimes. He wants to say we need gun control. We need gun control and call out the gangs and tell them to please chill and stop. That's literally his words, by the way. And yet, he's presiding over a city in which he is personally being pointed out in national media as having a spectacular failure in crime reduction. Did you know, by the way, Birmingham, the Magic City? I wrote a piece a while back, and I said, has the Magic City become the tragic city? Did you know that Birmingham, as of just about a month and a half ago, Birmingham was named number 3 in the nation per capita murder rate. Number 3 per capita murder rate. Now, what that means is it's based upon population, percentage of population and murder rate. So do we have as many as, say, Philadelphia or Chicago? No. Raw numbers, they have more murders. But when you take it into a per capita view as a percentage of the number of people in the population, you've got an average of 28 homicides per 100,000 people in Birmingham, which ranks them number 3 in the nation. That's awful. And that's where we are right now. That's where our by the way, I love Birmingham. I grew up here. My uncle was vice president of City Federal back in the day. I remember going to downtown when I was a kid. And I, by the way, I grew up, did a lot of my growing up in West Birmingham. I used to go eat at the Inslee Grill. My dad graduated from Inslee High School. My granddaddy was a steel worker. I ran barefoot through the streets of Wylam. I love Birmingham. I remember smoke coming from the steel plants, and my dad, and when we say something about all that smoke, and dad would say, yeah, boy, but growing up, we were always told, no smoke over Fairfield means hard times for Birmingham. I mean, I remember those things. I used to, what was that place called Kiddyland? It was like a little amusement park you could go to. And just all these things have, there's still some, there's wonderful things in Birmingham, but they've got to get this crime under control. And right now, we ranked third in the nation per capita in homicides. Story I've got right here off AL.com dated yesterday. 23-year-old woman shot dead in Birmingham's seventh homicide since Friday. Seventh since Friday. As of yesterday, Friday through Tuesday, seven homicides in Birmingham. It says the bloodshed in Birmingham continued Monday night when a woman was shot dead during an altercation on the city's southwest side. Jefferson County Coroner's Office identified the victim as Keandra Rashun Hollis. Hollis is the city's seventh homicide since Friday, the second on Monday alone. One person was killed Friday evening. Four people were killed in two incidents on Saturday. Earlier Monday, one man was killed and another was injured at the Quest nightclub. So far this year, 104 people have been slain in the city. Folks, that's got to stop. And what we're looking at right now is I've got article after article here that we may not even get to all of it. But I've got one article here written by a guy named Chip Brownlee. I know Chip. He's actually a pretty good reporter. He's gotten very liberal. I knew Chip to a degree. I don't know him well, but I knew him back when he was just a beat reporter at the student newspaper in Auburn. He wrote a piece. I think he's out in California now. Where is Chip out in California? I'm thinking of Connor Sheets. Anyway, Chip Brownlee wrote a piece for an organization called The Trace. The title of it is Birmingham's Young Mayor Promised to Radically Rethink Criminal Justice and Then the Shooting Spiked. It's a long article. It talks about the fact that literally Woodfin is trying to walk a fine line. He's trying to placate to the liberal base while at the same time knowing that he has to do something about good folks who just want law and order in their streets. Good folks who want to know that if they go downtown to eat, they're not going to get shot. He literally wants, and I get, and Mayor, you've got a hard job. But Mayor, you got to do a better job. Mayor, you've got to stop calling out police as if they've done something wrong for doing things right. I mean, little things like, little things, they're not little things. How about things like, there will be no more no-knock warrants and you cannot use flashbang grenades when you enter a... Do you know what it takes? And I've been on some breach teams. Do you know what it takes to go through the door wondering what's on the far side? And the far side, if you can do something to make sure that on the far side they can't start opening fire before you come through the doorway, that kill box as you come through the doorway, well, that's what a flashbang is for. All it does is disrupt the senses of the person inside the room. It doesn't kill them. But no, no more flashbangs. No, that's wrong. Why is it wrong? Oh, it's wrong because it's scary. And it looks like, well, it's a militarization of the police force. Well, stop it. How about you recognize the fact that your citizens are dying? AL Today, Alabama Today, had an article by Beth Kahn, August 20th of last year, 2021. Randall Woodfin in the national spotlight for spectacular failure in crime reduction. Points out Mayor Randall Woodfin in his campaign in 2017 ran on the notion that he had the answers that could solve the issues of gun violence and crime in Birmingham. The young attorney promised that he would ensure public safety, fight for criminal justice reform and racial justice, and hold police accountable. He believed the root cause of violence and crime was a disinvestment in low-income communities and persistent generational poverty. Those things certainly have a part, sir. But how much has your giveaway programs really done to solve the murder problem? Nothing. Nothing at all. And right now, we've got a gang war going on. 1819 News, Erica Thomas, did a piece that came out just 3 days ago. Let's see if I can pick it up here. Gang war. Birmingham Mayor Woodfin calls on five gangs to, quote, chill and put the guns down. That's his answer. He didn't say, what do I have to do to upfund my police force? He didn't say, what do I have to do to authorize the police force to take additional actions? He didn't say, what do I have to do to put together a task force to go out on the streets and do what is necessary to protect the citizens? He didn't say, what do I have to do to meet with the various groups in the community to talk this situation down. No, he does a press conference. I wonder if he was wearing his legalized marijuana shirt at the press conference again like he did last time. Says, after a deadly weekend, 1819 News here, after a deadly weekend in Birmingham, Mayor Randall Woodfin is calling on the community to talk to friends and family of those affiliated with five gangs that could be responsible for shootings in the city. In less than 24 hours, between 6 p.m. Friday and 3 p.m. Saturday, three people were killed, Woodfin posted on Facebook. Last night, he says, five more people were shot, with two losing their lives. That's five lives in barely 2 days. Yes, sir, you're right. Woodfin said police believe at least one of the shootings of the weekend was gang-related. He asked anyone with connections to, and he named the gangs, H2K, 6500 Boys, 420, TMSG, and CPMG, to talk to them about stopping the violence. Ask them to call a truce. Ask them to lay low. Ask them to chill and put the guns down. I got news, sir. You got to do better than that. You've had 104 people die on the streets of Birmingham. 104. You're number three per capita in the nation. It's kind of like that discussion we had a while ago in the Grand Council about school choice. At some point, you got to realize what you're doing is just not working. It's a policy issue. Maybe you get back, and it doesn't have to be that you're heavy-handed and militant. You're not kicking people's doors in without due process. You're not literally, you know, heading down a road of anarchy and oppression by simply enforcing the laws. And stop signaling to people. Stop signaling to the populace by wearing your legalized marijuana shirt at a press conference, Mr. Mayor. Stop signaling to the public that you don't have any respect for law and order as you issue 15,000 pardons dating back to 1992 on drug offenses. That just basically tells the world, oh, ha-ha, we got a mayor who gets it, man. He's cool. He's hip. We don't have to worry. We can get away with stuff. Do the little crimes, maybe some big crimes. We'll see what happens. Meanwhile, the police force is struggling. And I'll tell you about that in a minute when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're going to move to a break right now. And when we get back from that break, we'll wrap this section up as we come into the final section of the day. What's happening with our Birmingham police force, the men and women in blue? They're working on recruiting. They need to. A little low right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I'm talking about the murder tight wire that Mayor Randall Woodfin is trying to walk. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Calling it like we see it, man. Calling the balls and the strikes. Hey, listen, before I go any further, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions. I do know these folks. I know them personally. I was actually texting back and forth with them today. ZLA Solutions, they are doing amazing things right now at getting people back to work. That's their gig, man. Now, the ZLA Solutions can do a lot for your business. They can help you with your logistics. They can help you with your quality control, your sorting and containment, warehousing. They do all kinds of stuff like that. But their bread and butter, man, is staffing, direct hire and temp. So if you are looking to outfit your work site with new employees, you need a whole shift or just a few, ZLA Solutions, go to their website, zlausa.com. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions is just literally kicking it right now. They are working with major industry and employer groups all over North Alabama, and they're one of the best around at putting jobs and people together. Check them out, ZLA Solutions at zlausa.com. And please, when you do, tell them you heard it on Right Side Radio. I get the biggest kick out of them saying, we got one from Right Side. Cool. All right, wrapping up this segment on the murder tight wire. Yeah, so Mayor Woodfin, he can't bear all the responsibility. I recognize there are some societal issues. I certainly agree with one of the articles that says we need people who understand out there in the streets who understand conflict resolution. Yes, I agree. There's a values-based issue at stake here. But folks, it's incumbent upon the administration currently in to do what it can to make the streets safe for the citizens, and is continuing to decline under the Woodfin administration. I would suggest to you that when a mayor, like I said earlier, when a mayor goes out and does press conferences in which he announces how proud he is to issue 15,000 blanket pardons for drug offenses, while he wears a legalized marijuana t-shirt in his press conference as the mayor of one of the largest cities in the Southeast United States, that to me smacks of a lack of respect for law and order. That just signals to the community, yeah, you know, we're kind of taking this whole law and order. It's what we like and don't like. That's what's important. We find the ones we like and don't like. Well, I got to also say, too, Birmingham police are struggling with recruiting. June 30th of this year, story from WBRC here in the area. Birmingham police revamping their recruiting efforts amid low numbers. It says Birmingham police recruitment numbers have been down for years. Chief Scott Thurman stresses that this problem is not just Birmingham police. It's in other departments as well. I get it. It's true. There's a national climate right now that is making it difficult for recruiting for police. That's why you've got to provide what I would call a command emphasis from the executive branch of the city. You've got to say, we love our men and women in blue. Not just, we'll make sure we have the budget. Let's see what they can do. No. How about you get out front? How about you go on a ride-along with them? How about you go when they serve warrants and go yourself to those neighborhoods? How about literally in a city hall meeting say, I want to honor men and women in blue. I'm going to go pin a medal on to that trooper. I'm going to go and do something that says, I have got your back. Well, in the story from WBRC, Chief Thurman in Birmingham says law enforcement agencies all across the metro and the nation are facing recruiting challenges. To counter the problem, he's revamping. By the way, he's the new chief. He's revamping his department's recruiting efforts. They're putting out new videos through social media. They're hosting open houses. They're actively visiting schools and colleges, encouraging people to consider a career in law enforcement. He says, but still, the department only has 8 officers graduating the academy at the end of June. 8. Only 8. He says the dangers of the job is one reason for low recruitment. Yes, sir, it is, but it's also a command climate. It's also the, am I going to have anybody there who has my back? And while Chief Thurman may have their back, and I don't know Chief Thurman, I've not had a chance to really review what he does and doesn't do, but I will say this, I'm concerned when I see the actions of Mayor Woodfin, who's trying to walk this murder tight wire, who's trying to say, I'm with you, man. I'm for progressive policies. I'm going to do all the stuff, but oh my gosh, we got to have law and order. What do I do? You can't walk that tight wire, sir. You're going to have to be on the side of law and order or not. And I mean, I look at right now a story on AlabamaNewsCenter.com from what was this, 2020? Yeah, June of 2020, when the mayor's office approved painting in giant yellow letters I'm trying to think where this was, downtown Birmingham, the Birmingham Railroad Park, that's what it was, Birmingham Railroad Park, Black Lives Matter. The organization that marched saying, smells like bacon, you know, the one who calls for defunding the police, but you're going to memorialize their name in giant letters authorized by your office, Mayor. What signal are you sending to your troops? Because make no mistake, those men and women, first responders in blue, those are your troops. Those are your men and women in uniform who are putting on that uniform every day to go to hard places and do hard things in a city that has the third highest per capita murder rate in the entire United States, and it's gotten worse under your administration. And you're painting Black Lives Matter in the street, the same organization that called for the defunding and the doing away of police forces, that marches and mocks police forces. And you're going to memorialize that while you wear your, you know, legalized marijuana t-shirt and then pretend you're the law and order mayor? Well, shines off the apple. Trace.org, August 13th, last year, Birmingham's young mayor promised to radically rethink criminal justice, and then the shooting spiked. And then the other one, Birmingham mayor in the national spotlight for spectacular failure in crime reduction. Birmingham, our magic city. Let's get it fixed. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. We'll have another great 3 hours with you. Y'all stay tuned. We'll see you then. Have a good night.